And the background music of Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme musicians come and play. Wrapping up right now means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Coming up on 10 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, we have a temperature reading of 32 degrees, overcast skies, and cloud cover here in central Minnesota. And it is our 332nd edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. I take that back, our 331st edition here of our Musicians Come and Play program on KASM. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. Again, 32, our current temperature, overcast skies, and cloud cover here in central Minnesota. And we have our guest on the line, and we're going to bring her in right now and say good morning to Miss Lisa Molden. Lisa, how are you? Oops, let's try that again. Lisa, how are you?
Hello, Si. We are doing well. Happy Easter.
Well, great. I got to bring you up. You sound like you're millions of miles away. Let's try that. How are things in your neck of the woods?
They are snowy and white, but we are having a great day anyway.
All righty. And where is home for you these days?
We are just south and west of New Ulm, Minnesota, about 18 miles. We live on the south side of a little lake called Lake Hanska. So we have a fun place here and some pigs, some chickens, and a nice big yard for the kids to play in. So that's what we call home.
All righty. Born and raised there, or where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised actually directly north of this farm site on the other side of Lake Hanska in Stark Township. I am one of seven children of Fred and Luann. Many of your listeners maybe have heard of my brother, Dane Molden. I am one of his beloved Dane sisters, as we're very often called. So, yes, I grew up just a hop, skip, and a jump from here.
Is Dane the only boy in the family?
Nope. I have one other brother, Jeff. He's in Sleepy Eye. He's our oldest brother. I have a sister, Marcy, Dane, Lisa, Lori, Molly, and Marissa.
Okay, very good, very good. And recently married, or have you been married for a while now?
We've been married since 2013. My husband is Nate Fredrickson. He grew up just south of St. James, so just another small southern Minnesota town of about 5,000 people. He grew up a pig farmer, a row crop farmer, and we are actually living on his Fredrickson family fourth generation farm. So we were fortunate enough to be able to have this place and clean it up and add to it and kind of keep the family farming going. So 2013, so about 7 years.
Well, very good. And along the way, a couple of kids came along. How many do you have?
Yep, we have a little boy. He's 4 years old. His name is Adrian. And we have a little girl, Isla. She is
awesome. I think it keeps you busy and out of mischief, huh?
Yes, definitely busy, but they're great kids. They are
for sure.
Fun.
And so you still find time to play music then in between there too yet, huh?
We do. We would have a hard time having any fun without music in our life. It's just been such a big thing for us. I mean, growing up with the family band of Dane Dutchman, We got together as a band, I want to say it was 2012. No, it's been longer than that. It's been about 20 years, silly me. That was Dane Dutchman. And then a couple years after I graduated high school, I met Nate Fredrickson. He had just kind of recently discovered all of the music in the New Ulm area and kind of spent some time down at the Biennale, downtown New Ulm, with another buddy of his that were kind of blown away by all of the music and the tradition and the heritage of polka music in New Ulm. And so they kind of started following my uncle's band, the Lee and Helgett Band. And then as he expanded, you know, he saw this young guy, Dane, and this cute piano player, that would be me. everything kind of just went from there, and we started dating, and 5 years later, we got married. And now my uncle has passed away just a couple years ago, and Nate, who listened to Leon play, just very, very dedicated to learning his style and kind of his finesse of playing the concertina. So Nate has actually taken over my uncle's band. And so, yes, we have two family bands now, and we're very excited and very fortunate to say so.
Well, that's awesome. Now, you yourself play, what, keyboard, piano, that type? Do you play other instruments?
Yep, I do. Piano is kind of my first love, my most natural instrument. I did take many years of lessons. I was very thankful. My parents actually had all of us girls take piano lessons, and we were all very active in the school band. I played saxophone for many years, branched into clarinet, dabbled a little bit with a trumpet. I took maybe 3 or 4 years of guitar lesson, acoustic guitar. I still pick that up occasionally, but piano is really where I'm the most comfortable, happiest, and probably the most proficient. And so that's my instrument of choice.
All right. And when did you say you began playing piano? Was it in school or before school?
Oh, piano, I think we started piano lessons when we were 5 or 6. So
that
was about kindergarten. Yep.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome. And, yeah, lots of music in your heritage. Now, before we get to that, I just want to follow up on you yet. So where did you go to school then? Where did you graduate from?
We went to St. Mary's and Sleepy Eye. All of us 7 kids graduated from Sleepy Eye St. Mary's. That was my mother's homeschool, and where she graduated from. And then my dad went to Cathedral in New Ulm. And so very proud to support our local parochial schools.
Okay, very good. Did you go on to any post-secondary school at all, college or anything?
Yep, I have a 4-year degree from McAllister College in St. Paul. After I graduated there, I worked for a couple years with Cargill, a very well-known large agricultural company. I was a wheat merchant there, so I traded wheat and learned how to do them, read markets, input positions, on and off, and different things like that. And then as I was on the side running home and playing all these band jobs and kind of looking at this fourth-generation farm, thinking, well, I can't do much with all of that from up here in Wayzata. So I took a position with a local company named Wakefield Pork.
Okay.
Out of Gaylor, the Langhorst family. Wonderful people to work for. We actually raise pigs for them as well. We are contract growers for the Langhorst, and that's kind of how I met them. I said, hey, my future husband is a grower of yours, and I was interested in getting a position with them. So I worked for them for about 8 years and just recently left full-time work to be a stay-at-home mom and expand our farm and really dedicate our lives to this cause.
Okay, very good. And playing then, when did you begin playing on the music circuit then? Was that already in high school or when did you guys start playing?
That was about actually like the year, like I said, probably the year 2000.
Oh, okay.
1999, 2000. My Aunt Loretta, as many of you would know my Aunt Loretta Molden, Loretta Molden Garish, of the Leon Olsen Show.
Yeah.
She's my dad's sister and my godmother. I feel very special. She had a bridal shower in New Orleans when she was getting married, and she asked my brother and I to play for her shower.
Oh.
So that was kind of our first official in public kind of Dane knew how to play concertina at home. He was learning. My dad mostly taught my brother how to play. He took a few lessons from Elmerside and a few different people, but really essentially Dane is a self-taught concertina player. So that was our first official job, and from there it just kind of took its own wings and flew off.
All right. Well, Lisa, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
Sounds great.
All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market, hoping that all of you are staying healthy and safe through these uncertain times. We are all being asked to stay at home as much as possible. Spending time at home with our families is not the worst thing that can happen to us. Having good home-cooked meals together as a family has almost become the norm. Why not stop into the St. Joe Meat Market and pick up a nice beef or pork roast or maybe a chicken to center that next meal around? The weather is bound to get nice soon, and putting a nice tender and juicy steak or some burgers on the grill sounds so good. Our homemade hot dogs and many flavors of brats on the grill are always a huge hit. And speaking of brats, the Brat of the Week series continues for this week. And it's our smoked honey barbecue brats. Stop by this week and stock up, taking 30 cents per package off each package at the checkout counter all week long on limited quantities. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can call 320-363-4913. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market, downtown St. Joe, Minnesota. Lisa, for being our guest on the program, this is how it works. We put up that meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market, and along with Chasm, we send it out to you and hope that you and those around you enjoy that in good health. How does that sound for you?
Sounds fantastic. Thank you so much.
You bet. You're very welcome. And so, yeah, so then you guys really got ambitious and you put out a CD. Now, Nate Fredrickson Band. And a picture of four of you on the cover here, and what a nice CD. 22 selections in all. What generated that? When did you get the idea to go ahead and put that CD out?
Sure. Well, like I said, my husband was just kind of taking over my uncle's band. Two of those musicians on the cover there are original band members of my uncle's band, Mike Molden and Frank Selner. And a fun side note, they're also a relation of mine as well.
Okay.
My dad's double first cousin is Mike Molden, our drummer, and he kind of does all of our arranging songs and sponsors and equipment and different things. And Frank Selner would be my grandpa's cousin, and Leonard Selner of the Jolly Germans would have been his dad. So lifetime musicians, we're so fortunate to have them. They're enthusiastic. They have so much energy and humor. It's actually a lot of fun. And then, we've been playing together for just, I don't know, maybe a year or two.
Okay.
We're pretty new, and I thought, you know, this is going well, and we're having so much fun, and we wanted to share our music, and so we thought we'd put an album together, and we did have a lot of fun doing that.
Well, I know our listeners are going to really enjoy it when we get to featuring it here in a few minutes, so it's been very good. Where were you guys at when this whole pandemic thing struck? Were you playing jobs, or did you have anything booked? Did you have to cancel any?
Yeah, we had a pretty busy, exciting spring lined up, but it's all right. We'll get back out on the circuit as soon as everyone is safe and healthy. We generally have been playing at the Larry Olson's Music Fest on Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
We've been a two-day mainstay out there, the Friday and Saturday every year, and then we'll be back again next year in 2021. We've played every year for Spring Fest, down in a little town of Duncan, Iowa, the home of Mollick Fisherman Band.
Yeah.
That would have been at the end of April here. We had a bandwagon show and a few other local things that have been canceled and postponed, but like I said, we'll hunker down and sit this out, and when everybody is safe and healthy, we'll be back out there. We're excited. We're learning a lot of new music in the downtime.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of taking advantage of this time at home and having to be inside with weather like today.
That's for sure.
Learn new music and do some new fun stuff.
You bet. And for folks just joining us now, we're visiting with Lisa Molden from Southern Minnesota. And she is part of the Nate Fredrickson Band, married to Nate Fredrickson. and plays the keyboard and plays piano there with Nate. And, of course, the sister of Dane, Dane's Dutchman, and played some keyboard on that recording. Your favorite song to play, Lisa, when you play one? You did some country tunes on Nate's CD there, and very nice voice for singing. So is that your passion, or do you like the old time, or how does it go for you?
I do love country music, and I love to sing old country music. And it's a kind of a new fun thing that we're really focusing on a little more in Nate's band now, just because we've kind of discovered it and kind of going that way for some variety. But I don't know if I love anything more than a beautiful, good old-fashioned waltz with four or five numbers and a nice trio to end things off. I do love the polka music.
You do.
I think it's probably my first love and always will be.
Oh, that's great. That's great. In your going out years, did you get out and get to polka dances and some of the events like that?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. My mom and dad took us. They were such wonderful parents. They took us along when they went places. You know, so many people, especially being dairy farmers and a stay-at-home mom like my mom was with all these children, probably would have loved nothing more than to get out and have a date away from the kids. But they took us along. And what a game changer for us. I think if you watch the Given Polka Days from the early 90s, there's a lot of videos of us dancing around. My sisters were probably just four or five. The youngest twins were. I was maybe 7 or 8. And we were there at Gibbons. We went to Waconia Ballroom, the Lakeside Ballroom up there when they had dances. New Prague. We've been out to Ellsworth. My parents were big supporters of the dances and going to dances. And thankfully, so fortunately, we got to go along. So always, always fond memories of running through all of those ballrooms at Gibbons. All the people, all the bands. It was just so much to look forward to. Always as a child growing up, and not a common thing either. Most kids were probably excited to go to a basketball game or different things that other families do that are great and fun as well. Our thing was going to a dance with mom and dad.
Oh, that's so awesome. You bet. And much the same for me back in the days. My dad was a drummer with the Deutschmeister's Orchestra for 10-12 years, something like that. And as we got older, you know, in those high school years, they would take us along. And I think it was such a great pastime to go to the dances. And I think that's why you developed that passion for the polka music was you were introduced to it at a young age and you learned it. And so I think that's what was really key. So
absolutely.
You bet. You bet. And I'm sure you'll be doing the same with your youngsters there as they get old enough to go along. And that's how you get them acquainted with it, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Our little son, Adrian, he's really into drums right now. We do have a little concertina for him. And even when he was just about 2 years old, he would just love to come along, and he would sit on stage and he would play Tina. He called it Tina.
Okay.
with Uncle Dane and with his dad. And there's so many just adorable pictures. And my son really is a big fan of Johnny Helgett, my mom's first cousin. Mm-hmm. We all love Johnny Helgett and his family. And Adrian just loves the new California polka.
Okay.
You get to lay on the ground and kick your feet in the air and do all kinds of neat things that Johnny did. So, yes, our children are definitely as much a part of our band as anything, and we just love to have them come along and kind of do those same traditions that we did growing up.
That's great. That's great. Well, looking again at your CD, it's a nice assortment of numbers there, and not exactly your run-of-the-mill numbers or easy numbers to play on the concertina. he picked out some really good ones there, I would have to say.
The joke was it was kind of going to be a greatest hits first album.
Yeah. Oh my goodness! Anytime you pull out the Fritzy Polka, that's a pretty tough one to play. I haven't mastered that one yet. also, At the Mill was always one of my favorites. Twilight in Bohemia, a nice waltz tune. That's a Sil Leibel tune, huh?
It is, yes. We love Phil's music. He wrote so many beautiful songs, and we're so happy they made their way into our area and into our music. We have quite an extensive library of Phil's. So.
And this is such a nice variety album. You've got a gospel tune on there, The Far Side Banks of Jordan.
Yep.
Also, you do a piano solo. It's a waltz tune, a Landler, number two.
Yeah, I've actually kind of made a little tradition out of that. With my brother's first CD, we did a family song that came down through my grandmother, I believe, called Drowsy Waters at the end of Dane's CD. And then I put that one on there. That's a tune, that clarinet Landler number two, or just Landler number two is a song. I like to just sit at home and play on my piano. Just when the kids are playing or dancing in the living room, I'll sit down and play a bunch of tunes, and that's one of them. I do like that tune. And Johnny Helka's CD, I did the Barefoot Landler. So I've recorded a couple piano solos, and it's kind of just a nice, fun twist on things. You know, it's not something a lot of people do. And like I said, just something different. I do love to just sit and play piano sometimes, so that's kind of that little spotlight on that.
Okay, and you sent a business card along with your order of CDs, and on the flip side, it says something about Lisa Molden, and so do you book jobs by yourself as well then?
We kind of have a little bit of an informal group that's starting, and we'd love to book more jobs. Lisa and the Country Classics is a country feature band with some local musicians and some overlap, obviously, with Nate's band, with myself and the drummer, Mike Molden. And so we have a few events this summer, and hopefully we get to play, and if not, they'll be probably rescheduled again when the coronavirus is through. And so, yes, that's primarily old country, classic country duets. I love singing a lot of George Jones songs. Another male vocalist has just an extensive library of Merle Haggard, different things. We do a lot of duets. I do some Linda Ronstadt, just things that are maybe a little more to the country twist of things, and then what the polka band is.
Well, as I listen to the CD, Tennessee Whiskey, boy, I think you did just an awesome job on that one. I really like that one.
Thank you.
Yes. And, yeah, you were mentioning about Johnny Helgett, and they put out a CD recently, and we're going to get Johnny and his grandson to talk about that in a couple of weeks whenever we can get him scheduled in. But you were part of that CD as well, huh? Hellbent for Helgett?
Yes. Yes, and did we have a blast. It was recorded right there in New Ulm at the State Street Theater. There are six or so concertina players, all local young guys, with the exception of Johnny. He's an old guy.
Yeah.
But we just had so much fun, and then we had Gary Schrader out of New Ulm. Everyone knows and loves Bud Schrader and Frank Sellner. Johnny's son-in-law, Rich Grebo, just all great neighbors, friends, musicians. It was just a blast.
Well, that's awesome. So, yeah, we'll be getting that one up here, too. I've gotten an order of those CDs, and like I say, we'll feature that in the coming weeks whenever we can get that scheduled. But congratulations to you for being so ambitious and getting involved with all of this. It just sounds so great. I know the listeners just enjoy, the sound of your voice, the youth in you. Music, old-time music is still continuing, even though it's not quite as prominent as it used to be. Especially in your area, I think it's still really up and coming.
Yep, you make your way down to New Ulm for all of you Albany listeners and St. Joseph area. If you get down here, there's so much more, I think, than what meets the eye. You'd be just shocked at the number of people that play concertina, have one in their closet, dabble with it. This might be at Concertina Club, for example. And I know they have one in New Prague as well. I think that's really another staple of keeping people learning and also kind of practicing up. You know, I think people have a lot more fun if they can go out and see others and kind of share their music and say, oh, you play that one that way. And just that kind of camaraderie, I think, is definitely probably a more alive and well in this area than in others, and we're so fortunate and grateful for it. It's just something different. Again, you can probably go to New Ulm and find somebody playing concertina, most likely Dane, every other weekend in New Ulm, and that's just fantastic. It adds so much character to our little community.
You bet. And, of course, the Music Hall of Fame is located in New Ulm, and you can always spend some time there. And so many great bands from New Ulm. The Wendingers are still very popular, still working. And so many former bands, Six Fat Dutchmen, Fez Fritchie, Elmer Scheid, all of them called New Ulm home. So it's been a great, great area for polka music.
Definitely.
You bet. Well, Lisa, our time is running short here. I usually ask each and every guest before I let them go. And of course, you're not that old, so maybe you don't have all that many memories as some of, like Johnny would have or so. But is there one special event or one memory or something that stands out over your years of playing or going to polka dances that you might want to share with the listeners?
I think it's definitely being a young child in my elementary years and even growing up and then into high school, being able to go to those festivals. And I know there's not as many out there today, but they are still going. There's several, you know, in Iowa and southern Minnesota. I think definitely going to those festivals and just seeing how happy. I mean, you can't go to polka music and be sad. It is just innately a happy, euphoric experience. And then to watch the musicians themselves and understand the incredible amount of talent that can be present on one piece of property, I think in the years of experience, and so inspiring. Growing up, I can think of so many musicians that I watched and I said, I want to be like this person. If I can be half the musician as this person. And so I think those are memories I hold near and dear in my musical career, and just even growing up, you know, learning how to be a good person and have, you know, healthy hobbies and be a well-rounded individual. A lot of these musicians are full-time other things, you know, farmers, teachers, you know, mill workers, you name it. And so just so incredible to know all those people and see their talents and be a witness to all that and be able to actually be on stage, kind of living the dream. Doing what they did and what I watched growing up and kind of paying tribute to all that.
Well, that is awesome. Lisa, our time has run out. We want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And I tell each and every musician that if the good Lord is willing, you and I are here down the road sometime, we'll do this thing again. How's that?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Si. We really appreciate it.
Well, good. And you guys stay safe there in your area. And we will wish you a very blessed Easter.
Thank you so much. Happy Easter to everyone as well.
All right.
Bye now.
And I'll talk to you off the air as we let you run. All righty. And that is Lisa Molden, our 331st guest on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Nate Fredrickson Band in just a moment. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Wrapping up our 331st edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Lisa Molden from Southern Minnesota, our guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. And what a delightful young guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. Yes, and making some very, very nice music. And I think you're going to enjoy this recording. It's the Nate Fredrickson Band, Nate Fredrickson, who Lisa is married to. And we're going to start out with one called At the Mill Polka, the Nate Fredrickson Band, at 21 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. The Nate Fredrickson Band, one called At the Mill Polka, 23 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 32 degrees here in central Minnesota. Great old time waltz on the way. It's one called Twilight in Bohemia. Thank you. Nate Fredrickson Band in one called Twilight in Bohemia. Yes, an old Syl Liebel arrangement there. Beautiful waltz tune. As we move into the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And that Hustler, probably the original zero-turn lawnmower, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Now, Kevin has a nice selection of new Hustlers in stock, and you'll want to check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes that are available. There's baggers and other attachments also available. Kevin does repair work on all makes and models. He can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, lubricants. Yes, he can do it all. Kevin accepts trades, so stop on by and see what Kevin can do for you. Old Bessie getting a little tired? Bring her out to Kevin's. He'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand new Hustlers. And why a Hustler is better than any other mower? Well, I'll give you 6 good reasons. Smooth track steering. You glide around obstacles and make zero radius turns with ease. Patented park brake. Yes, never forget the brake again with automatic parking system. Built with tough frames, spend less on maintenance with our unmatched durability, it says. Simple design. You can enjoy peace of mind because fewer parts means fewer problems. Heavy-duty decks. Finish your yard like a professional with even cuts and consistent clippings distribution. And finally, low center of gravity, so stay balanced with superior handling and stability. You can pick up one of these beautiful brochures from Kevin's. Yes, and read up all about the different mower deck and mower sizes that are available to you. Starting out with the little Raptor, and boy, they go all the way up to the Super Z's, Fast Tracks, and beyond. So, yeah, pretty pictures, lots of great colors in there, and you'll know the ins and outs of those Hustlers after picking up one of these brochures. So, nice, nice book put out by Hustler, and Kevin has those on hand. So, for more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. That's 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside, nice drive this time of the year, any time of the year. Heading out of St. Joe, yeah, you get on County Road 3, get out there about 6 miles, you can look for the big orange and yellow sign hanging from the ditch on the west side of the road, on the left-hand side as you're heading north towards Holdingford. And a nice big yard out there for you to try out one of those Hustlers. Kevin, love to visit with you and see what he can do for you. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 29 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 32 our temperature here in Albany. And our music continues right now with the Nate Fredrickson Band. And the first selection on the CD, it's one called The Good Time Charlie Polka. Thank you. The Nate Frederiksen Band, yes, one called the Good Time Charlie Polka. And boy, for not playing for a real long time, that Nate Frederiksen, boy, great, great concertina player at that young age already. Well, we talked about this country tune during the interview, and we're going to feature Lisa right now on the vocal and the piano, one called Tennessee Whiskey. Pretty. Miss Lisa Molden on the vocal there and on the piano, one called Tennessee Whiskey. 24 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, temperature reading of 33 degrees right now here in central Minnesota. One more on the way with Lisa on the piano. She does a solo on this one called The Landler Number 2. Lisa Molden on the Nate Frederiksen CD recording. Thank you. Very nice. Lisa Molden on the piano there. One called the Landler Number 2. Piano solo there, like Lisa called it, the clarinet Landler Number 2. Taking us to 21 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we are at 33 degrees here in central Minnesota, moving into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that's always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls, Laverne and Kim Bizdock. And yes, they have been put on hold just like all the rest of us, forced to stay home and canceling trips as they go. And they had so many wonderful trips planned for this year. And, well, still holding out optimism that as the year goes by, that things will get under control and that they'll be able to do some of these trips as the year goes by. So we'll just have to wait and see. But Laverne and Kim, they'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for all your past patronage, all the great memories that you've been able to enjoy traveling with Laverne and Kim. Whenever I get together with Laverne and Kim, they tell me of all the good times that they have. It just seems like there's never a bad trip. They just always have fun. And speaking from experience, things can go wrong, as with anything in life. And yet somehow Laverne, she just manages to rearrange things and make things better, make things good. So, yeah, we were on that trip to Michigan that time, to the Summerfest over there. And they changed the schedule on Laverne, unbeknown to her. And so we arrived there at about 8:30, expecting that music was going to play till 12 like it had previous years, and here it was over at 9 o'clock. So we got off the bus, and we got to see a half hour of Barefoot Becky that time. Well, during that time, while we're enjoying Barefoot Becky for a half hour, Laverne's on the phone and comes to find out that there's music at one of the hotels in Frankenmuth, Michigan. And so we all got back on the bus there at 9 o'clock after Barefoot Becky was done and went over to this hotel. And lo and behold, who's playing there but Carl and the Country Dutchman. And he was playing till 12 or 1. So we spent the rest of the evening over there and just a great time over there. So, yeah, just an example of the magic that Laverne can work with as she plans and books these trips and schedules all of the things. So bad things can happen, but she seems to make good things come out of it. So, yeah, you'll have a great time when you plan a trip with Laverne, and they will let you know when and they'll be traveling and when it's safe to go again. So we'll look forward to hearing from Laverne for that. But you can check out all of the trips that are down the road later in the year and maybe be able to get on one of those as time goes by. Check them out on their website, www.laverne'stravel.com, or you can call them. Two numbers to call, either locally, 320-237-4856. Once again, that's 1-320-237-4856. And their toll-free number, 1-800-840-9211. Laverne and Kim, again, they want to take this opportunity to hope that each and every one of you are staying safe as we all stay at home these days, just as they're doing, and also wish you a very blessed and safe and happy Easter on this Easter Sunday. Laverne's Travel, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And we're now at 18 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 32. Again, our temperature dropping that degree, so we're up to 33 for just a bit. Gonna put Nate Fredrickson back to work again on the concertina, and here's one called the Country Boy Polka. Nate Fredrickson, the Nate Fredrickson Band. We'll be right back. Frederiksen Band, Nate Frederiksen on the concertina there, and one called the Country Boy Polka. Here's another great number. Jerry Schuft had a great recording of this one. It's one called the Fritzy Polka. Nate Frederiksen. The Fritzy Polka. Nate Frederiksen on the concertina solo there. Nate Frederiksen Band. 13 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have 32 degrees here in central Minnesota. We talked about this one in the interview. This one comes off of Danes Dutchman CD, one called Numbers from New Ulm, recorded back in 2012. Lisa Molden on the piano solo, one called Drowsy Waters. And that is Lisa Molden with the piano solo there. One called Drowsy Waters comes off a Danes Dutchman recording from 2012, Numbers from New Ulm. Back to old time waltz time. Here's a nice new home favorite, one called Rudy's Waltz, the Nate Frederickson Band. The Nate Frederickson Band, one called Rudy's Waltz. Here's another great old-time polka by the Nate Frederickson Band, one called the Roller Coaster Polka.
Thank you.
Fredrickson Band, boy, great arrangement there of the Roller Coaster Polka. We're coming up on 5 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and again, 32 degrees here in central Minnesota. Time to wrap up another edition of our, of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and we're going to do that with a beautiful waltz tune, one called the Beautiful Youth Waltz, the Nate Fredrickson Band. Nate Fredrickson Band right there with the Beautiful Youth Waltz, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. We're at 3 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Once again, our temperature reading at 33 degrees here in central Minnesota.